Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 207, Office Moving, Part 1. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
Office Moving, a crash course in office relocation. Your office says a lot about your brand. Are you traditional or funky? Serious or free-spirited? The look and feel of your building, interior design, and location says a lot about you. So much so that for some organizations, office moving and fresh office design ideas prepare your brand for its next chapter of growth. But moving your business isn't an easy decision. It calls for asking tough questions. For instance, what must you have? What would be nice to have? What earns a big fat nope? And how much can we pay? A new or redesigned office could incite value-creating collaborations among team members. At Pixar, Steve Jobs recognized that when groups are separated, for example, all computer scientists in one building with all animators in another, they couldn't share ideas and solutions. To encourage collaboration and creativity, all groups were brought into the same facility. Similarly, a new space may help you do business in a whole new way. This podcast will explore why businesses move and how to choose a new location if you're in the market. Let's start by examining why businesses choose office moving and what they get out of it. You know the story. A business starts small and gets big. So big that it begins to find fault with its facilities, services, utilities, infrastructure, or other features of its current address. A move becomes imminent. Four primary reasons may dictate why a business moves to a new address. Number one, labor and workforce issues. The chief reason behind a move often is finding talent. Moving to an area with the right kind of employees can be worth it to add value to an organization. A new space could put you closer to an attractive labor pool. A new space usually means more space for additional team members. Number two, quality of life issues. A move could put you in a place with more favorable recreational opportunities, education, crime rates, healthcare, weather, and more. Unhealthy and unsafe areas are at a disadvantage for recruitment and retention. Number three, desirable new markets. Companies expand, switch cities, or both to boost profits. And number four, they need to lower costs or increase cash flow. A new location could be less expensive. We looked at why you'd want to move. Now let's explore what you get out of it. Moving and fresh office design ideas can be the catalyst for giving your entire company a makeover, and not just an aesthetic one. First, office relocation can help you show off in a good way. Clients and would-be hires respond positively to new digs. A new office is a signal of success, determination, and dynamism. You aren't just standing still, letting the company fall into a routine. Second, it can inspire an assessment of operations. You may discover ways to reduce costs. If there are new styles of working you've been itching to try, a new office could give your team the space to experiment. A new office is a blank space, creating open working spaces, small acoustic rooms, hot desking areas, and employee lunch areas will become easier. Third, it may shift internal audiences' perception of the business. Combining brand and company culture in office design helps team members feel supported and inspired. Fourth and final, it can add to your bottom line. Large companies often receive tax breaks for relocating because they bring jobs to a community. Small businesses, however, may not receive such perks. Do your homework on incentives available to you. The reasons why an organization chooses to move are unique to each business, as are the benefits. Investigating a move and its potential outcomes could be an illuminating exercise, even if you're happy at your current address. However, one thing's for sure. The most important decision in office moving is location, location, location. Use these three steps to decide where to locate your business. Step 1. Determine your needs. Think about your goals in the following 10 areas. Number 1. exposure and accessibility. Get to know locations on foot, by car, and if necessary, by plane. Understand what it would be like for customers, vendors, employees, and potential new hires to visit and leave your facility. Different businesses have different site needs. For example, retail relies on foot traffic. But for some businesses, confidentiality is crucial. And when it comes to accessibility, if you're inside an office building, know whether you can get in on weekends, if weekend work is part of your culture. Number 2, brand image. Is your business formal or casual? If you're a retail outfit, is your location a traditional store or a kiosk? Your physical location must align with your style and image. The history of a location also impacts your image. The community remembers previous tenants and whether they were failures or successes. Research to understand how location influenced the organizations that came before you. Number 3, competition. Will people comparison shop you and nearby competitors? Will you catch overflow traffic from nearby businesses if you're in an entertainment district? Think about how nearby competition will affect your marketing. Number 4, demographics. Who are your customers and where do they live and work in relation to your would-be location? This is more important to some businesses. Also, think about whether the location works for or against recruiting the talent you need. Would-be employees will check out housing, schools, recreation, and other lifestyle elements. Number 5, your future growth. When picking a location, consider an option that gives you room to grow. However, before you start packing, take inventory on fixtures, equipment, furniture, and records, and jettison what you don't need. Number 6, proximity to suppliers. Make it easy for them to find you. Number 7, safety. You want employees to feel safe coming to and leaving work. Number 8, building infrastructure. Is the building ready for your electrical, climate, and IT demands? Hire independent engineers to find out. It's less distracting to make upgrades during the move than it is to get a new system in a working office. Number 9, utilities and other costs. If you're looking to lease, you'll need to know if these costs are included in the rent. If not, a utility company can summarize charges for previous years. Investigate whether utilities require deposits and add them to your moving budget. Cleaning services, insurance, and parking all may be additional location expenses. And number 10, zoning regulations. Zoning matters for you and neighboring businesses. For example, a liquor store next to your daycare is not desirable. Step 2 in determining location is to evaluate your finances. Obviously, you want to move to a space you can afford. But there's more to your moving money story. For instance, number 1, hidden costs, such as renovations, IT upgrades, and decorating, along with business interruption and low productivity as you get used to the new space. Number 2, taxes, including income, sales, and property. Number 3, minimum wage, which varies by state and municipality. And number 4, economic incentives for which your business may qualify. Finally, step 3 is to find out whether your new neighborhood is business friendly. Laws change from location to location. A business counselor and local community resource, such as U.S. Small Business Administration offices, small business development centers, women's business centers, and other government support agencies can provide guidance. And talking to other business owners and would-be co-tenants can give you clarity and unique insight. Free government-provided demographic data also is useful. After you've decided where you're going to move, you must decide what your new space is going to look like. Answer these questions to guide decisions. First, who are your workers? Consider that more than 50% of millennials prefer an open floor plan to cubes and offices. Less than 50% of Gen Xers and Boomers prefer an open floor plan. A little something for everyone could go a long way toward accommodating different work styles. Next, how do they work? Especially key is how teammates work together and within your office environment. And last, how can your corporate identity come through in office design? Let visitors know they've arrived at your office and not another generic space. Consider a statement piece that leaves a lasting impression. A little exploration goes a long way in choosing the location and look that's right for your business. Do Do your research before you break out the boxes and bubble wrap to ensure your next move is into the office of your dreams.
Thanks for listening to Part 1 on office moving. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.